It's Thursday, September the 24th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, another wave of BLM protests and wrangling in Malaysia's parliament. First, the world in brief. Two police officers were shot in Louisville, Kentucky during demonstrations against a judicial ruling. A grand jury had decided not to charge anyone for killing Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was shot dead in March after three white police officers broke into her flat with a no-knock search warrant and exchanged fire with her boyfriend. One of the three officers involved was indicted for endangering Miss Taylor's neighbors. Thousands of people gathered in Washington to pay their respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice who died last week. After a memorial service, her coffin was placed on the steps outside the court. President Donald Trump will announce his nomination to succeed her later this week. Republicans have indicated they will support a speedy vote to replace her. Donald Trump declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the presidential election in November. Mr. Trump has been railing against postal voting, which he says falsely has been shown to encourage electoral fraud. The president also predicted that the result would come before the Supreme Court, further reason, he said, to fill its vacancy quickly. Anwar Ibrahim, Malaysia's opposition leader, claimed he had secured a majority from lawmakers to form a new government. That was rubbished by Muhyiddin Yassin, the prime minister who took power 7 months ago, who insists he has the necessary support in parliament to remain as leader. No major political party has come out in support of Mr. Ibrahim. Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, announced plans to overhaul the European Union's asylum procedures. The proposals, backed by Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, call for flexible contributions from member states to share the responsibility for migrants more evenly, alongside stricter processes to return people refused asylum. To succeed, the plan requires the support of all 27 member states. Alexander Lukashenko, the autocratic president of Belarus, was sworn in for a sixth term in a ceremony conducted with no advance notice. Protesters have demanded Mr. Lukashenko's resignation since he stole an election in August. He has responded with violence. Belarus now faces the prospect of sanctions from America and the EU. And Tesla joined other big car makers in suing the Trump administration, claiming that certain tariffs imposed on Chinese imports are arbitrary and capricious. Ford, Mercedes-Benz, and Volvo are arguing that levies on spare parts and other components are illegal. Their suit, filed with the Court of International Trade in New York, names America's trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, as a defendant,